From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump gave a long campaign-style speech to a conservative convention near Washington Friday. In his nearly 50 minutes of remarks, the president attacked the media. He promised better trade deals, safer borders, and more jobs. On the third day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, Trump spent the first 10 minutes of his remarks attacking the press. He later repeated his promises to bring more jobs to the United States and to increase U.S. security.
But we're taking a firm, bold, and decisive measure. We have to turn things around. The era of empty talk is over.
Trump skipped last year's CPAC conference, preferring instead to stay on the campaign trail. In a related story, the U.S. government plans to start awarding preliminary contracts by April for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to fulfill one of President Trump's campaign promises. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it will accept concept papers for the wall's design beginning next week and will choose the best ones by March 20th. The agency will then ask vendors for construction cost estimates and, after reviewing their bids, begin granting contracts by mid-April. The White House came under sharp criticism Friday after a number of news organizations were blocked from a daily question and answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Several news groups that have been critical of President Trump, including CNN and The New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. The White House Correspondents Association sharply protested the move. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports a surge in the number of migrant deaths on the Mediterranean Sea's central route linking Libya to Italy in the first 2 months of this year. Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration estimates 326 migrants and refugees have died this year while transiting by sea from Libya to Italy. While the numbers are alarming, IOM spokesman Joel Millman says they do not reflect the full scope of the sea tragedies.
There's a thriving business in kidnapping right now in Libya where people are being taken off the street, held to paid ransom, and then forced into these boats, just because the ransom takers are done with them and they don't want to try to pick them up again.
He says smugglers have been stealing engines from the boats and leaving the vessels drifting in the water with people aboard. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
It was a deadly day in Syria with at least 65 people killed near the town of Al-Bab Friday. The first of two explosions struck an opposition security post in the village of Susian, killing many civilians along with opposition forces and two Turkish soldiers. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving the bodies of those killed in the earlier bomb attack. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the first attack in Al-Bab, which occurred just 1 day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town from Islamic State. Iraqi troops on the ground continued to push into western Mosul on Friday. They took full control of Mosul's international airport and a sprawling military base on the southwestern edge of the city. The territorial gains marked the first key moves in the battle, now in its sixth day, to rout the Islamic State from the western half of Mosul. And the wife of a man who was killed in a shooting at a suburban Kansas City bar says she wonders what the U.S. will do to stop hate crimes against minorities. Sunayana Dumala said Friday she wants an answer why her husband was gunned down in a bar by a white man on Wednesday night.
He has taken a life, a very lovable soul, from everyone. His parents, my parents, our entire family back home is in grief.
Witnesses said that Adam Purinton yelled at two Indian men to get out of my country and then opened fire, killing Srinivas Kuchibolta and wounding two others. For more on this story, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.